News has been reports on Cairns Post yesterday.
Yeah.
About SPK housing that involved the Hmong community in Cairns. Could mm-hmm. you explain a little bit more about that?
SPK Housing, which is SPK Hmong Housing Company, has been operating as a community housing provider since about 1991. And it initially operated with provision from the government to provide housing for Hmong people arriving in Cairns as refugees and migrants. And the company had an exemption arrangement or a level of understanding with the government up until about a few years ago. And the criteria was changed as per the, they call it the one social housing system, and they had to register. So basically their previous agreements, as far as the government was concerned, well, we'll just change you into the new agreement. But it's a massive job, massive job. So, you know, with English understanding, you know, not well, even for myself to kind of work through something like that, and I've worked in not-for-profits for a long time before I was a counsellor, I would be struggling, you know. So anyway, they hired a consultant to help them get through it. And anyway, the consultant, after paying him about $5,000, he didn't complete the job for whatever reason. And they were very distressed, not sure, you know, what to do next. And I think just a bit of fear took over and just not knowing what to do, and they didn't progress, and so they didn't respond as they should have. I met Bang Yi about 13 months ago, 14 months ago. Just, I was new in the area, new councillor in the area, and I just, you know, was going around meeting everybody and sat down over a cup of coffee, and he explained the situation, and I went, oh my gosh, you've got to get onto this. You can't, it's not going to go away, you know. Okay. I found them another consultant, and sadly she decided it was a massive, too big a job for her. And so at that point, I was liaising with the housing department, just, you know, what's the next step for these? You know, what can we do? And they've, like, they've passed their, you know, that's it. You know, they've got to tick X amount of boxes. They've got dates and times, and they weren't going to be lenient. And I think it was hard for SPK to understand, why won't they listen that we're having troubles? Why won't they help us? So I said, this is government. So I went and worked with another company called Access Housing, which is another social provider of social housing, and they work with some department housing. They're very big, and I know the lady in there, Donna Marie, and she was exceptionally helpful, absolutely brilliantly helpful. Did a lot of work, organised, told Bang that he needed to get valuations, which they did. And, you know, SPK is financially sound. I would not be helping them if I thought that there was anything that was not going well. They are financially sound. They're excellent people. They support the Hmong community in our area with not just housing. You know, I go in there all the time and just, you know, catch up with the guys. And people come in all the time, and it might be to help them understand what's happening with their child at school, a report. It might be putting in a registration paper, anything. And the guys in there help them, and they volunteer most of their time to help them. But it's a hub. It's an office that they've got that they're able to keep because of, you know, the funding they get through the SPK housing management. But, of course, that's all going to disappear. The government wants to mesh the current houses, there's about 26 houses, into the current social housing system, which means no one, they're not going to kick anyone out, so to speak. Like, if family in there that are currently complying with all the rules with regards to income, you know, they can stay, but they're not going to get any extra assistance. But as you know, the Hmong families are full of families with 10 kids and larger amount of kids. They might have an uncle that's living in the house as well, and his income might put them just above the level. They will be asked to leave. So where do they go? You know, where do they go? Who's going to rent them a house with 10 kids, you know? It just makes it really, really difficult. And these are really, like, the Hmong community puts so much into our Cairns community. The children are not in trouble. They are always working hard. They are great people. We want to encourage them and help them. So knowing that you don't get much help, so we needed to see the minister directly. And so we did. Bang Yi and I met with him on the Friday. He made some time with us, and he was quite empathic to the situation, but I don't know whether he's going to give us the five-year extension that Bang Yi would like. We want the five-year extension because the current group of refugees just really need a bit of extra time to get on their feet. Like, SPK has helped over 40 families get on their feet and move out of social housing and into rented homes or homes of their own. And I don't know too many other social housing groups that have done that. So really, they're providing a huge service to the community. So we need them to have some leniency, extension of time. They're happy to comply. They just need some help to comply. That's the current situation.
When you mentioned about meeting and talking with the Minister of Housing and Public Work, does he give you exactly word that he's going to come back to you?
Yeah, no. His Director General, Liza Carroll, was with him as well. And most ministers have got a Director General. And that is like their assistant, someone that's very well trained, and she's going to look into the situation and get back with Minister Debrani. I'll keep pushing it because I know that they're going to continue to want us to merge with perhaps Access or another provider. And as good as Access has been, they're not going to be able to provide the support to the Hmong people that SPK can.
Yes.
So I'll be chasing it. They've given me no promises, but I'll be chasing them up within the next week or two just to keep the pressure on. And it's great for the media to get behind us as well. Because it had such good outcomes, you know, as I said, over 40 families have progressed through and owning their own homes, you know. So they get the support that they're not going to get. The current situation is basically it's just on hold. And up until when I spoke with the minister, I was speaking to the local director for Department of Housing, and we said, well, what's going to happen now? And that was on Monday night at the board meeting. He said, look, any day they could just come in and say, that's it, you're now going, all these houses are now owned by us and we're going to put them with another housing provider. So that's why it's so urgent. I think now that I've spoken to the minister, that won't happen right now. If it does, we'll make a lot of noise about it. But for the moment, we've managed to buy some time just to get the minister to look at it and see if he'll give us some leniency.
Does your community has been informed?
Yes, yes. The board, they're a very well-run board, so they would definitely be back in touch with them with that information.
Do you have any word in regard to this issue?
Well, I'm just praying that we'll get some success with the minister. He would have to put through an exemption or an extension of time, because for him to change their situation, he would have to change legislation, which I don't think he's going to do. But I'm hoping that he will just, you know, give us some extension of time, which I think he can legally do. Whether or not he'll give us 5 years, we'll wait to see. So, yes, we wait and see.
If it doesn't go to as planned, what will happen?
What will happen is the Department of Housing will issue instruction for those houses to come under a different social housing group, which will probably be Access Housing or a similar group. And those people will comply. Their income is still low. They will stay in their homes and simply be paying the rent to the new housing provider. But SPK will cease to operate. They won't have their office anymore. They won't be able to go into the office at any time to get help. They will just simply be in public housing. There are the people that don't comply, that income is slightly above, they will, instead of, they'll be given a period of time to find somewhere else. But, it's going to be very difficult to make that transition.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.